In the shadow of the imposing statue of Marcus Aurelius, which dominates the centre of the composition, some passers-by rush to hear the sermon of a young man dressed in pink, raised up on some ancient ruins. The scene is occupied by soldiers with shiny helmets, beggars, shepherds with their dogs, and women clutching their children. We're in an imaginary Rome, where the buildings and bas-reliefs supported by the ruins of Corinthian columns are invaded by luxuriant plants. The depiction is illuminated by a warm light, which is reflected in the glow of the marble, turning to shades of yellow. The grandiose equestrian monument erected in honour of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius around 176 AD recurs in Panini's production and is a highly seductive element for the imagination of artists who study it with great interest. The painting displays clear references to the ideal landscapes of the 17th century, especially those created by the French painters Claude Lorrain and Nicolas Poussin, dotted with ancient monuments set in idyllic glades. Memories linked to the most popular vein, typical of the Dutch school of the Bambocianti, seem to emerge in the characters who enliven the scene. Love for the ancient and its irresistible fascination blend perfectly in the views of the Piacenza painter, suspended between the real and the imaginary. If you want to learn more about the capriccio genre, listen to the next track.